As long as the sage advice to write what you know remains popular, we will never lack for a books about families. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews two new novels that take their inspiration from close to home. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. Let's start with Crossroads, the latest doorstopper from Jonathan Franzen, best known for his debut novel, The Corrections, and the feud he had with Oprah over it. Crossroads tells the story of a Midwestern pastor's family in the 1970s, complete with guitars, encounter groups, marital upheaval, Vietnam, and weed. Franzen rotates the point of view among all the family members, a device that works brilliantly to show the way the period was experienced by different generations, as well as to deepen our understanding of the issues within the family. First, we meet the father, Russ Hildebrandt, who is so busy crushing out on a pretty parishioner and seething with resentment at his popular youth pastor that he is blinded to the struggles of his wife and four kids, which are many. Mrs. Marion Hildebrandt is even more fed up with her husband than he is with her. Their son Perry, a super genius drug dealer, is completely alienated from everyone in the world except his little brother. Sister Becky is Perry's polar opposite, radiant, popular, and loved by almost all except the girl whose boyfriend she's trying to steal. Their oldest brother Clem is off at college trying to extract himself from a wildly intense sexual affair and considering a decision that will just about kill his father. There's more, a lot more, and when it's done, you'll be glad to hear that Crossroads is the first installment of a planned trilogy. The War for Gloria by Atticus Lish is a moody, atmospheric tragedy set in working-class Massachusetts, centering on a single mom named Gloria Goltz. Gloria is described as a thin, blonde-headed Janis Joplin with feminist intellectual leanings and literary aspirations. Her life took a sharp turn back in her college days when she met a security guard named Leonard Agoglia, a self-taught physicist and philosopher whom she and her friends compared to Good Will Hunting. When she turned up pregnant with his child, she dropped out of college, but then ended up on her own, breaking with her family and not getting any help from Leonard either. As the book opens, her son Corey is 16, and she's about to get a diagnosis of ALS. Gloria's illness causes Leonard, whom Corey barely knows, to come back into their lives. This is not a good thing, since he is a total nightmare of a person, a phony, a liar, a bad Will Hunting, if any kind of Will Hunting at all. It must be said that this novel has a kind of split personality. For the first three quarters of it, it's a painfully yet beautifully detailed history of Corey and Gloria and their journey through her illness. In interviews, the author has revealed that his mother was diagnosed with ALS when he was 15, which you could pretty much guess, as it seems unlikely that anyone with less immediate experience could have written this book. On the other hand, towards the end of the novel, a series of brutal tabloid events piles up almost cartoonishly, changing the feeling to something more like a Dennis Lehane thriller. Though I really had trouble with this aspect, I still recommend the book. You have to admire Lish for pushing his vision to the limit, and some of his sentences are so powerful, they seem to have been forged in some kind of roaring foundry.
The books are Crossroads by Jonathan Franzen and The War for Gloria by Atticus Lish. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or on the WIPR app. That's also where you can find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you'll always have something wonderful to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.